The Ramen Noodle, episode 81, is brought to you by...
that can of WD-40 sitting on the shelf in the studio.
Really?
Yeah.
Couldn't it's do been it a without, sponsor all this time.
Can't do it without WD-40.
Major plot point. And the sound is playing through the wrong place. Beep, beep. It's time for the Ramen Noodle, episode 81.
Nobody can blame ya. There's only one life worth living. They may try and shame ya, 'cause it cracks them up to see an amateur like you. But you gotta be your own kind of noodle. Add your own seasoning. Be your own kind of noodle, even if nobody else laughs along.
Welcome back to another episode of the Ramen Noodle Clean Comedy Podcast, to give you seasoning packets of comedy to flavor your day. I'm your host, Daniel J. Lewis, also known as the Ramen Noodle. Joining me in his usual black seat is Jeremy Laughlin, also known as Fleagon.
Hi. I'm glad to be known by the chair in which I sit. Thank you.
And the person that's really on the ball tonight, and I mean that so literally because she's on an exercise ball, is my wife, Jenny.
Hello.
As you hear her up and down in the voice. And joining us as a special guest tonight, I mean, everybody else is special in their own way, but so is our guest is special in his own way tonight, is Robert from It's Just Us and Shh, the super secret podcast for young husbands.
Hello.
Hi.
Yes.
I am actually not on an exercise ball. I'm actually doing push-ups right now.
Whoa.
So.
That's a very comfortable way to sit.
I thought so.
The longer this podcast goes, the more we're going to hear him going, 102.
I thought you were just going to say 100.
400. 500.
I got one.
This is the fitness podcast. The fitness noodle. Where you will lose weight by eating ramen noodles. Actually, that could be a great diet. You lose a lot of things by eating just ramen noodles.
Too often, you lose your mind, for example.
And your health.
Yeah.
But besides that, it's great. You save money.
So you don't lose money, you lose wallet space.
Right. Speaking of losing wallet space, you do not have to lose wallet space listening to this podcast. If you are coming to us for the first time, and hey, all of you, many, many, many people, like both of you, no, hundreds of you out there who are listening to this episode, but you haven't subscribed yet. Dude, what's holding you back?
Yeah, well,
go to theramennoodle.com and click the subscribe button so you can subscribe to the podcast and get every episode automatically. And there are lots of other buttons on the page. You're welcome to click all of the buttons and we will not get mad at you. At all. We will be happy with you if you click those buttons and leave us a review in iTunes and all that good stuff and love. And speaking of good stuff.
Love.
And love, yeah.
Okay.
Because they love us when they click the buttons. Pressing our buttons is a good thing.
Are you going to keep segueing or can I add something?
I was going to segue. I had segued.
I think we need a new feature. And I put it on Facebook tonight.
Oh.
Jeremy's mood forecast for the podcast. Because I want people to understand where I'm coming from. Tonight, I'm tired, but really goofy. It's a little less predictable than normal. And probably it's just not going to make sense a lot of the time. And I just want people to understand that and be ready.
Robert?
I'm lost. What are you saying? I'm so confused, huh?
Robert, you've been
yes.
married for 15 years, right?
14? Yeah, well, I'm in my 15th year.
Okay, so you know what he's talking about.
Yes, I wake up in the morning, I have things that I have to do, and I never understand what's going on.
I have just put my mug down with some force.
Literally.
Because I'm trying to figure out what you're trying to say.
I suddenly realized I meant something other than what came out.
Okay.
Speaking of the stuff coming out, we'll just move on.
Oh, no.
Funny stuff that happened within the last week. We call this the random noodle update because it's usually random stuff and it's like an update. So we share it. This last week, I went to see the movie Contagion, and it's a virus movie.
Contagion.
Yes. That's what they call it in French. With everybody speaking French.
Subtitles.
In Contagion, like, everybody is getting sick and dying, and oh, whoops, spoiler. But it has all these couple actors and stuff. So the movie is about this deadly virus that's killing so many people. And oh, sorry. No. Don't laugh yet. But what was really funny during the movie is that it's such a gripping movie, and I start smelling hand sanitizer. Like, lots of it. And I noticed, like, as soon as people are finishing their snacks, they're putting hand sanitizer all over their hands.
Now
as they
we know
see
who
this
made this movie.
Yeah, Purell. This movie was brought to you by Purell. Put some on today. But also, in the movie, whenever someone in the movie would cough or show any kind of sickness, I mean, the cold didn't exist in the movie. If you coughed, you were going to die, pretty much. And so, and Jeremy's coughing right now. He's going to die. And this was not the movie to go into if you had a cold. And some people had colds in the movie and were coughing.
Did you sanitize them?
I kind of wondered. I wasn't close to them, but I was thinking, of all the movies to come see, this is the worst movie to cough while you're watching it. But it was a kind of meh movie. Kind of like that update. Jeremy, what do you have?
That was a quick little meh movies. I think that's actually a production company, isn't it? There are a lot of those lately.
You've heard of Cloud Nine. This is Cloud Meh. Sponsors meh. Of the meh meal.
Meh movies, bringing you big rash of bad superhero movies. Anyway, my update. Now, mine is from more than a week ago, because it's been 2 weeks since we did an episode.
Mm-hmm. Happy Labor Day.
Yeah, happy Labor Day. Did you labor on Labor Day?
Yeah. I slaved and slaved in the mines. Playing Minecraft.
Right. Oh. So, we were all at Kroger, and I just started my story with the word so, which I despise. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
So?
And we were going for samples. And there was a very interesting person who was giving out these samples.
Yeah, because this is one of those like fancy Krogers where
yes,
the people actually give out the samples and make you feel all awkward. Which I guess other places do that too. Okay, never mind.
You're making me feel awkward.
No, I don't want to buy it. I just want the free food.
See, most of the time you would think that if you're giving away samples of something and you're trying to get people to buy it, that you should probably give them the sample. But, I walk up and he's kind of just talking to the people who are around and sort of, he talked to me too, but he kind of ignored me as far as giving me a sample. And finally, I asked for one, and
oh yeah!
After a bit of a challenge, he gave me one. The thing is, he was talking about he shows a finger on one of his hands, and part of it was missing.
Oh!
And it was bandaged up, and he was talking about how it had been infected, and they'd had to cut it off. And I was sort of thinking, what sort of infection, sir? Should I fear for my own fingers? I'm guessing
not. Were they
not.
Finger sandwiches?
It was finger food.
They were supposed to be lady fingers, but they didn't seem much like actual lady fingers. They were sort of mannish. so he says, they took part of my finger, and they wanted to take the rest of it. Now, this was the middle finger of this hand. He says, because the joint won't bend.
And talking about his finger, not like smoking a joint or anything like that.
Yeah, thanks. So they apparently wanted to take the rest of his finger, and he says, because I can't spend the rest of my life like this. And he proceeds to demonstrate what he's talking about with the good hand by sticking the middle finger straight up and putting his hand in the air.
Which was rather embarrassing.
It was. So there we are. Just, I would like to take a still shot of this and put it in all your minds, if I may. We're standing in the grocery store getting samples, and there's a Kroger employee standing there with his middle finger raised to the people standing around him.
Making an already awkward moment even more awkward.
And I just thought to myself, random noodle update.
Oh my, that's good. Robert, what do you have?
Because you were listening the whole time.
Well, just a quick thing. I actually know a woman who was making fresh salsa, and the safety, like the plunger for her food processor, was missing, and she removed the tip of her index finger.
Yep. That was a great sound. Yep.
And then she threw the salsa away, just so everyone knows. Okay.
That's good.
So, looking good.
You want me to share my... was the sleeping thing?
Random noodle update.
Random noodle
something,
update.
Something funny within the last couple weeks or week or but last time you've so been on this strict. Episode.
Yeah, it's not strict with the co or the guest host because.
Okay, so yeah. I was going to be doing this specific guest appearance on a specific podcast, and about 2 hours before I was supposed to come on, my internet goes down. So, of course, the first thing that you always do is reset your Linksys box, because that's why they were made to be reset.
That's right.
I'm suddenly getting skeptical. I sense a CYB moment. Cover your bases.
Okay. Yeah.
So then it finally comes back on, and still nothing. I mean, there's, you know, it's not even the same screen that I normally get. So I check my modem, it's a cable modem, and the only thing that's on is like the power light. So I'm not getting any traffic at all, nothing. Not even like a connection light.
Not even a car. Like,
that's right. So I called the cable company, you know, and I said, what's up with this? And they said, well, we're going to have to send out a technician. It's like, oh. So that's when I contacted Daniel and said, I can't do the show tonight. Because I have no internet.
It was our podcast.
Yes, it was. And that was the first of a long series of, well, I can't excuses. Do this. And then, you know, there's no show on Memorial Day or whatever it was. Or Labor Day.
No show on Christmas. No show on Thanksgiving.
And you throw out that's a Labor Day excuse.
So then the technician finally comes out right as the show is actually starting. And he knocks on my door. And I was going to let him in, but he said, okay, you're good now. I'm like, you know, but the modem's bad, isn't it? Because that's what they said. It, you know, it's about 4 years old. It's just time for it to die. He said, well, no, I'm really sorry about this, sir, but we were doing an audit in your neighborhood and your cable line wasn't labeled correctly. So we thought you were stealing cable and we shut it off.
Wow. Oh,
are you kidding me?
To which I say, your mom's stealing cable.
That's oh, wait, right. That so that's why I couldn't do the show.
That
and then I actually did have an appointment the next week.
That is a nice cover up, John. Yeah. Robert.
Well, there's a website you can go to. It's called excuses.com.
Yeah, that was it. We had a sponsor like a while back that was some excuses that where you could visit the site. I should get their app for my Android phone now.
That's right.
I'll have to find the site again somewhere.
Then you can make excuses not to be here.
Like, oh, it's Labor Day.
Since you're probably not going to get your internet connection turned off because you're not stealing internet.
Aww.
Oh, yeah. Subtle implications. I'm ashamed. I'm sorry.
I am ashamed.
I am ashamed.
Jenny, what's your random noodle update?
Actually, you should start the story that I'm going to tell.
Now they demonstrate their psychic connection.
It was a dark night.
No, not that. Actually, yes, it was a dark night.
Aren't all nights dark?
No, last night was actually bright because the moon was out.
That's true.
Well, so we're married. And
yay!
And by we, he means he and Jenny.
Thank you for clarifying.
And so obviously we share a bedroom.
Obviously.
Yeah. And a bed.
Oh, wait, this isn't the 50s. So we can say that.
Oh, wow, you guys.
Oh, gosh.
So I've noticed this trend lately of Jenny talking in her sleep.
Oddly, after we got Minecraft.
A lot more after we got Minecraft.
Yeah, and,
like, awesome. There was that one time I mentioned before where she said that really funny thing about where do you put the toilet paper when you apply it. Well, it had been a while, but in the last couple weeks since having Minecraft, she's been talking in her sleep a whole lot more.
Well, I didn't do it very often before. It was just
at least that I know of. But so a couple of these times, I decided to play with this and respond to her in some way and see what she would do. And like once I responded very logically and she was just like, oh, okay. And then another time she didn't say anything at all, as if saying like, well, that was dumb.
Some listeners might not know what. Where do you put the toilet paper when you apply it comes from?
Yeah, that's from episode, I don't know. Look it up. It's in the, just search for toilet paper and you'll find it.
On Google.
Yeah, but then you'll have to narrow down the episodes.
Yes.
Right?
Because every episode is about toilet paper.
But not really.
Okay, so that's the setup, I think.
Yeah, No, you need to keep going.
She's making you do all the work.
Well, I have a little bit to share. It goes well with what he's going to share.
So, is this the angry one?
Just what I said the other night. I forget. I was sleeping.
Actually, a couple times I've talked in my sleep and I remembered what I said.
Oh, look,
aren't you special?
I am special. So this one night, she was particularly frustrated at something. And I don't know what it was. We were like holding hands while we were asleep.
Yeah, we fell asleep holding hands.
Yeah, and she took her fingers and started tickling the inside of my hand.
That's not like, tickling, though. Like, that's kind of scratching.
Like, yeah, scratching or tickling or something like this, like you might do with this if you pretend your hand is a spider or something like that. She's doing that to my hand, and
I don't remember any of this.
I don't know why she's doing this. And then she just stops and she like yanks her hand away and she says, "Now I'm just angry."
I remember being frustrated and I remember dreaming about Minecraft and I remember that I was digging and Daniel was in my way. So that's why I was scratching his hand. I was digging.
Oh, wow.
Well, anyway, my story is Daniel has written down what I've said during my sleep a few times, right?
Yes.
So last wasn't last night.
A couple nights ago,
I actually did the same thing to him because he actually spoke in his sleep. So I felt really good about being awake while he was talking. I finally caught him. Yes. And this is what he said. He said, "The water leads to it." So actually, I responded and I said, "Well, where does the water go?" And he's like, "I don't know." But I just felt really good and accomplished about writing it down and getting him back.
It was a deep philosophical statement.
I'm pretty sure you were dreaming about Minecraft. Not that I know what your dreams are, but you just sounded like a Minecraft kind of thing.
You don't know what his dreams are? That was quite an inside look into the lives of Daniel and Jenny.
Robert, you've been married for like almost 15 years. You're in your 15th year.
We've been over this.
Have you ever had things like that happen before between you and Chelsea, your wife?
Oh my word.
I just wanted to clarify that for the listeners.
So I thought you were talking about Sarah. Okay. No, I'm just kidding. My name is Steven. Okay.
Wow.
Yes, I have sort of an issue whenever I get really stressed, and it usually has to do with when there's like a big deadline. I'm a computer programmer, and so, you know, you'll know this, Daniel, that whenever you have to like create a website or something, you know, sometimes the creative part of it can kind of lag for a while you're doing all the structure, and then like you have to go back and like make it pretty. Well, that's the part that can really take a long time. So I was way behind, and what normally happens when I'm under that much stress is I either don't sleep, or when I do sleep, I have night terrors.
Whoa.
Well,
it's getting heavy.
Yeah, it's heavy for me in the moment, but then later it's funny. So here's just an example from Chelsea's perspective. And this has happened, I don't know, 100 times in our marriage. So, you know, it's night, and coincidentally it's dark, and it's quiet. And then all of a sudden I shoot out of bed, and I start screaming, "Get out of the bed, get out of the bed, get out of the bed." You know, wow. And of course, she's up, and she like flips the light on real quick, you know, and I'm throwing the sheets off, and I'm just, you know, smacking the bed. She's like, "What is it?" I'm like, "There's hundreds of spiders in the bed." And of course, you know, she freaks out a little bit, but she's not having the same reaction that I am. And I'm like, get back, they're, you know, they're crawling on me. And then she'll say, "Are you dreaming?" And that's the moment when logic, which is the last thing to actually, you know, wake up in your body, you know, kind of like starts to kick in, and I think thousands of spiders is really not realistic. And I, you know, and I like look, and I realize that my eyes are not open.
It's only about a dozen spiders.
No way could a thousand spiders fit in my bed.
It was just one small spider family. What was I worried about?
I actually heard about something similar with my parents, only my dad thought it was cockroaches.
Oh, I've had that too, yeah. Yeah, sometimes I get stuck in something that's, you know, that's like really tight, and I have like a claustrophobia, you know, like a panic attack. And then I wake up and I have to wave my arms in the air, you know, and like breathing, you know, heavily just to prove to myself that I can move. Oh. So, yeah. Not funny. It's, you know, it's
funny
horrifying.
To us.
But I just wanted to share that.
Awesome. Well, let's move on to A or B. Let's move on to B. Funny stuff from our listeners.
Ring, ring, hello. Ring, ring, hello. Ring, ring, hello. Ring, ring, hello. Ring, ring.
You have a bad connection.
We got in some voicemail from a while. Now, Jeremy, you remember when Jenny recently cooked fried chicken? And she was so excited about that.
John, I was so excited.
Yeah.
She's so excited.
I can still cook it too.
So John Wilkerson called in with a very important question related to the night that Jenny made fried chicken for the three of us.
Hello, this message is for, well, I don't know, what is it now, the ramen noodle or Queen Comedy Pie? I don't know, the ramen noodle, for the noodle nader, for Jenny, actually it's for Jenny's Nook. I just want to know whether or not she washed the chicken before she cooked it.
I rinsed it. I did not wash it.
That goes back to, like, what, episode 18?
Do you wash the chicken before you apply it?
Oh. Oh. What a bad story combination.
I had to.
That was a good mashup. Yeah, I think it wasn't 18. Maybe it was like back at episode 14 or something. Somewhere in the teens, like one of the first episodes that Jeremy was on, recorded in or released in November or December of 2009. So you can check back in the archive, like long time ago. For that. Yeah, the episode title is The Chicken is Revolting.
Wow. And, you found that fast.
Well, I remembered it. Episode 13. So if you go to cleancomedypodcast.com or theramennoodle.com/13, you can hear that story.
I want to go listen to it again.
Right now. It was only 15 minutes long.
What? You've got an error on your website.
Whoops.
I'm calling it right now. It was not only 15 minutes long. Don't tell me it's lost forever.
Oh, I know what happened. I'll fix that later. Yeah. So, and then we also got... voicemail from the deity.
I'm sorry?
From the Justin Lowmaster.
The what?
Remember we talked about, I think it was maybe our last episode.
I mean, I know Justin.
Where he tweeted about he tweeted about how he was so excited that he had made it onto the Ramen Noodles.
So excited. Sorry.
To the Ramen Noodles soundboard, because I have these little buttons of Justin.
Yes.
You know, that. And that.
I love that one.
And.
Oh, man, I had that one perfect.
So you just got a lot of Justin.
A big dose of Justin.
I love the one with his kid.
That's the perfect ending awesome. To the theme song.
It is, really. You should just make that a permanent part.
Yes.
So here is what Justin then called in to respond to us.
Space Turtle, Justin Lemester here from Valhalla, where the deities hang out. And by Valhalla, I mean Mount Olympus.
By the way, he said deities, not beauties. The first time I listened, I thought he said, where the beauties hang out.
Oh, wow.
This is the guy that sang the happy birthday song, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, that same guy.
I remember that.
Okay. Sorry, continues.
Getting my mythology is mixed up. The hell is if I'm dead and I died in combat or something.
We're so sorry, Justin. Justin's dead. And he died in combat.
Oh.
Or something.
I think you said if.
Oh, yeah, if.
Oh, yeah. I don't actually remember saying I had achieved deity on that tweet. I remember saying it was my moment, though, and that I finally made it. But if I did achieve deity, and I have three buttons, does that make me a trinity? Holy or otherwise?
Oh, does did it? You call him that last week?
Oh, what?
Did you give him deity status?
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot that. See, I don't listen to the ramen noodle.
I do.
I was here at the time. I used to listen to it, but I'm about a year behind now.
Well, whatever Justin's status, dead or alive, deity or no, or from Olympus or the place of beauties in California or something like that. The way that Google Voice translated this.
Space turtles can go anywhere.
Yeah, they just meow their way there. Robert, do you have Google Voice?
No, I don't.
Oh, someday you got to get it and just tell people who have serious business messages to leave you messages on your Google Voice, because it makes life so much more exciting. So let me read to you. I'm debating reading this. But
uh-oh is what I say too.
Will Faye approve of it?
Faye's yes. in the chat room.
Okay.
Yes. But, well, let me go ahead and read this.
My voice just cracked.
This is from Justin. He said, "And oh, thanks, struggled the molester here from about how were the D hums."
I'm going to have to start over again.
Okay, I'm going to have to
get
a set of criteria for what is acceptable.
It's a person who kills moles.
Right. Oh. But this is Google's fault.
Yes. Google always does this the worst way. Let me try this again. From Justin Losermaster, he said, "And oh, thanks, struggled the molester. Hear from about how where the D's hum hang out via I don't know if you remember thing it if you could be easy. And that three everything that was my home right now and that and made. But if I did achieve easy, and I have three buses that make me 8-3 all your other line. Hey, man, holler hanging up on things getting man. It's all Indians mixed up." But I was there Sunday in that accord. But I was there Sunday at in that a died in corn or something. Matt from Justin Lowmaster.
Yeah.
Nice.
Was that the voicemail we just heard?
Yes.
Oh, good. Google.
He died in corn or something.
He was really hard to understand, though.
Of all the products that Google retires while they are still useful, they keep that?
Hey, I think this is Google's humorous side.
People love it too much. Not for business reasons.
It's all Indians mixed up.
That's right. And dying in corn, apparently.
Or something.
Wow.
Thank you, Justin. The space turtle. So if you want to give us some feedback and see what Google does to your voice, too, and anything, send your feedback, email it, or include an audio file, attach it to an email, to feedback@noodle.mx, or call 859-353-4332, and ignore that little thing that we edited out there. Maybe. Edited it out. That's like the hardest thing to say. It's a tongue twister. Two words. It's kind of like...
Murderer.
You said that really spooky-like.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's got to be a soundbite.
Robert, are you dreaming?
I have nothing to say.
It's all Indians. It's okay. There are thousands of Indians in the bed. Oh,
there's a Chinese woman in our kitchen.
I don't even know what. Robert, am I dreaming? Chicken?
Yeah, the Chinese lady has been cooking the chicken. That's what Robert said.
Oh, she's so nice. But Jenny, you said you did that.
I did do that.
Okay.
The Chinese woman helped.
Oh, I'm so confused. Am I dreaming?
The shake and bake lady. So I'm really happy, Robert, that you have a featured story for us.
Tell us about it. I am also happy about that. Okay.
We're all so happy.
I am what you would call an amateur woodworker.
No way. Oh boy, this is going to be good, I can tell.
This is just background information.
You're just getting going and you interrupt in your female voice.
Go ahead.
What? Sorry. Oh, I actually can't hear the music and stuff.
Oh.
Yeah, so you thought we all just laughed at
Yeah, I was waiting for the awkward pause.
That was it, but it was made more awkward by the fact that you kept talking.
So you
used to be an amateur woodworker.
Well, yes, I am an amateur woodworker in that I just do everything kind of like out of my garage for free. And I was recently finishing a pretty large entertainment center for my parents.
and I had already stained all of the wood, okay, and it was time to apply the polyurethane, okay, which is like the clear coat, okay, which protects it. Only my garage was like a total mess because I had just finished building it. Everybody's so first garages. I had to go out there, you know, and I had to like put everything away, and there was still sawdust all over the floor. Now, when I say that there was sawdust on the floor, I don't mean like it'll make a little footprint. Like you could get stuck in it. Okay.
It's killer sawdust.
Right. There's like today. A half inch of sawdust covering everything.
Ooh.
So the first thing that I had to do
it's
was
like the moon.
Yeah. Exactly. And if you like grind it up even finer and you spray it on the wall, you can like shoot a portal.
Nice. You know, that's yeah. how you do that.
Yeah.
I'm doing that.
So I had to vacuum it all out because I use like a large paint sprayer. And if you spray it and there's, you know, and there's like any sawdust in the room, it'll ruin the piece. Okay. Because it will get coated. So I have a very large shop vac. It's, you know, like, it's like multiple gallon, and it's a wet dry vac too.
Ooh,
and it has like the big long hose. Oh, I love this thing. And so
is
I spent a good,
too?
What's that?
Is it cordless too?
No.
That's what they
would
need.
Be awesome though. In fact, it would have prevented the whole story that I'm about to tell. So, I start vacuuming and it, you know, it's about an hour long vacuum process because it's not just the floor, you know, it's on every surface. And it was no less than 110 degrees. And ooh. It was about 60% humidity. It was very, very humid that day. So I'm just, you know, drenched in sweat. And I'm quickly becoming more and more agitated, you know, as I have to do this, thinking I just picked the worst day in the, you know, in the whole universe to do this. And one of the problems that I keep having is when I yank on the hose, you know, to like pull it over because it's on wheels, you know, so that the vac can like follow me, is it keeps getting hooked on the cord.
Hooked on funnels.
And then it, and then the hose actually gets yanked out. And then it just stops sucking. It's, you know, it's like the only time you suck. Yeah.
Hey, I found how I can make this vacuum suck less if I pull the hose out.
So I finally get down to like this last little pile. Okay. And I'm like, oh, I'm just so excited. And then it like quickly loses suction. And I check the hose and no, it's still connected. And that's when I realize, okay, well, the canister's full. And it won't, you know, suck anymore. So I shut it off and I get one of those big, huge leaf bags.
Uh-oh.
And I have to like take the whole thing apart, you know, like clean the filter. And then I slid the bag over, you know, like the top. And I was just going to flip the whole thing upside down so that the dust wouldn't get in the air. Only
oh, gosh.
one edge of the bag fell. And I dumped most of it just, you know, in this big, huge pile. It's all over my legs. You know, I'm sweaty, so I've got like this wood mud on me.
Sawdust,
and I
man.
Almost cussed out loud. I was just so frustrated. And I said, okay, that's all right. I have a vacuum. I can just put it back in. Okay, I'm almost done. So I get everything put back together, you know, and I plug the hose in. Flip the switch, and then something started happening, and I just could not act fast enough. I had plugged the hose into the out instead of the in, and
it's pouring oh, no.
sawdust all over the garage. And I cussed out loud.
Don't worry, kids. By cussed out loud, he means he said crap. Out loud.
Crap really loud. Yeah, the cop had to come and ask me not to say crap anymore.
Mommy said I can't say crap.
Oh, so that's my story.
Wow, I could, knew it.
I could see your kids coming out and, Mommy, it's snowing.
Oh, it was bad. It was so bad.
They jump on the ground and start making snow angels. Daddy, look, you made it snow.
They're not snow angels in sawdust.
Why is it brown? Don't eat brown snow.
Stop.
Somebody throw a dart.
A poison tipped dart. And by poison tipped, I mean Nerf.
I've always wanted to do something like that before.
What?
Like, not throw poison tipped darts, but like blow stuff from a shop vac.
You blow enough smoke.
I mean, they're just designed for the coolness factor. It's like, if it sucks in and it blows out too, like what goes in must come out. This could be awesome. Yes.
Uh-huh.
The great disappointment, though, is that it pulls the air from the top. So let me say why this is a disappointment.
I was going to say, please explain.
So if you're vacuuming up water, the water falls to the bottom.
Okay.
So when you put it on blow, it doesn't turn into a gigantic water gun. It just kind of squirts a little bit because it's pulling the air that's at the top above the water. Biggest life disappointment with the shop vac.
Ever. Unless you're actually planning to use the shop vac for something useful, then it might be a feature.
Sounds like you're talking from experience.
Well, I do use a shop vac every year to close the pool. I just suck all the water out of the pool with the shop vac.
And then you like to spray it in the house where it's safe and warm.
Shower. Let me just reuse this water.
I want to conserve.
That's the water he uses to wash the chicken with.
That's okay. I know you collect all your shower water all year and fill the pool with it.
Oh!
But it's got all the sawdust in it now, so it's all brown and murky.
Gosh.
How long did it take you then to clean up the garage after that?
Oh, like another half hour at least. Yeah.
You know those trash bags are intentionally weighted at one corner so that it falls down?
I knew it.
It's like, haha, we'll get him. Make sure we have a security camera on him to watch them do this.
So
and things like that only happen when you're already frustrated, you know, or when you're in a hurry.
And when it's 110 degrees.
Right.
That's why when it gets really hot, I decide, Jenny, I'm not doing anything today.
You're doing it.
Because I want to laugh at you. That's not what I was thinking.
So that's why you got me to do all those things.
Why do I have to haul the shower water out to the pool?
But then again, you know, it's hot days like that that make funny stories like this.
Aww.
So it's
the
a way...
moral of the story.
What moral?
What moral? So the next time you want to cuss out loud, just remember you should just call your story into the ramen noodle and smile.
Smile. Oh, that's good. Thanks for telling that, Robert.
Fluffy unicorns dancing on sawdust.
Yeah. Hey, speaking of, do I want to do this? Now, I think I will save. Yeah, I'll save that.
Save it.
Yeah.
You know.
Just save it.
Exactly. No, you save it. You're the one who has it, so you save it.
Yeah. So, Robert, by the way, where can people stalk you on the internet and collect all of your sawdust?
Oh, okay.
By sawdust, I mean what you put out on the internet.
Nice. You just called it all sawdust.
It's better than saying all that stuff that sucks that you put out on the internet.
No, I think he's just calling me old. I'm just sawdust. Okay. You can find me at the... No, that's not it at all. It's just uscast.com and thesecretcast.com. There you go. And there's a new place to find me. It's called theadventuresandwich.com.
Whoa.
You got to tell us about that.
Now with sawdust.
Okay. a man named, what's his name, Brad McFadden from the Two Blind Squirrels podcast. He decided, hey, let's do a show about sandwiches and just like two guys hanging out. So that's what we're going to do. We have episode one. We record Wednesday nights, and we went live last time. So it should be a recurring thing.
So this is a podcast that's going to make people very hungry.
Yes, including the hosts.
Do you bring sandwiches with you as you record live?
That would probably help with the content. You know, it's like, hey, what are you eating over there?
Just a sawdust sandwich, that's all. Kind of sucks, though. Jeremy, where can people find you on the internet?
Twitter.com/Phlegon, Phlegon. And we just went to theadventuresandwich.com, and the picture there, in the most recent post as of this recording, it would be for episode one, since it's a new podcast. That's a very interesting looking sandwich.
It is a...
Okay.
What is that? It looks like... Wait, let me describe this.
Oh, yes. It looks like a hot dog from here.
I see French fries. Mm-hmm. And I see something that resembles bread. And there's the Mother Mary in there.
That's not what I see.
And it's either Yoo-hoo chocolate milk or gravy covering everything. It looks...
That is an open-faced turkey sandwich.
But it's closed.
Yeah, I know.
We
actually determined that's not a sandwich because it's not portable. See, we have rules.
Ooh, sandwich makers with standards. I like it.
Yes.
Jeremy, how did this strike you?
Well, I'm sorry, but when I looked at it, it looked like... and I'm sorry, but I brought it up because I actually thought it was intentional until I looked at it more closely. It looked to me like the back half of a horse that was lying down, and then the front half was just fries that were just like its insides exploding outward.
I see it.
That's exactly what it looks like. Oh. You're right. Where's the tail? Oh, no. Oh, there's the tail.
Yeah, or either that or it was lying down, so that's its back leg just folded underneath nicely. But then, so it's peaceful in the back and just destruction and chaos in the front.
I see it. This is going to be the featured picture of the episode, probably.
A couple of those fries look like the front legs.
Yes. Yeah, I see it. Only I saw it as a donkey.
It's almost like a weird dream or something. The horse just explodes into French fries.
Looks like Trigger's going to have to be put down.
Those are the nightmares that cows have after they see hamburgers.
Ohio Silver.
Poor Silver.
Oh, my goodness. That's good. Speaking of exploding horses, Jeremy, you've also recently revived. You've also recently revived a project.
I have. It's at photos365.tumblr.com. And Tumblr is T-U-M-B-L-R. If you don't use it, and not using it kind of makes you a loser. Just kidding.
Wow.
Yeah, I took a photo every day in 2010, and then I got behind on posting them, and then I caught up a little bit, and the last one I posted was the end of August. So on September 1st of this year, I began posting the photo that I took exactly 1 year prior every day. So that's a third of the project that was unpublished. So for the rest of this year, I've got a photo a day to post that I took on the same date last year.
Okay, cool. So check that out at photos365.com.
See if any of them look like exploding horses and let us know.
There was that picture. Oh, wait, that's you.
Oh.
Is that your lunch, or did a horse's head explode?
That's not as insulting as I thought you meant it, but... Daniel, where can people find you on the internet?
I am at, like, all over as The Ramen Noodle. Of course, follow the podcast at theramennoodle.com. Get the other podcasts at the Noodle Mix Network at noodle.mx.
The podcast.
Follow me on twitter.com/theramennoodle. And Jenny, where can people follow you that you want to share?
twitter.com/jennysnook or jennysnook.com.
You said it this time. What?
Oh, wait. The monkeys aren't really here. I'm just filling in for
No,
them.
Come back, monkeys.
Yeah, Dan stepped out for a minute.
So oh.
Our in-studio guest.
Yeah.
Robert, Jeremy, Jenny, any closing comments?
Nope.
No.
Don't let your horses explode in surprise.
My toenails are getting very long.
Lovely.
Maybe a shop vac can help with that.
They're not starting that out there.
They're not starting to look like French fries, are they? I'll throw a lasso around it, and then I'll pull it down, and you can swallow it, and I'll start shooting French fries out of your fingertips and your nose, and then you're. Am I talking too much, Mary?
What is that?
The scary thing is I actually know
too, and I love that movie.
I've never seen it.
It's a wonderful podcast.
Oh my gosh.
I've also never seen The Breakfast Club.
Oh, well, I haven't seen that one either.
Yeah, okay. Well, you guys are too young to see it, probably.
You're too young.
I saw Breakfast at Tiffany's, though.
Yeah, not a great movie.
I saw a girl named Tiffany.
I didn't think it was that great either. It was kind of long and boring.
She's awesome, but that was not a great movie.
No. You can't have breakfast at Tiffany's.
Oh. No, they arrest you for that.
Yeah, it's like a shoe store.
What?
Wow.
Oh, man, I'm suddenly disappointed.
I'm completely lost.
And clothes.
Is it on the edge of the Moon River?
What?
No, that's the guy across the street.
Disappointment. Man. This is just disappointing movies and everything.
Well, where can we have breakfast? Because that's all I care about.
We can have breakfast at theramennoodle.com. And while you're there having your breakfast of exploding French fry horses, make sure, please subscribe to the podcast and leave us some ratings and reviews in iTunes. And that really helps a lot in promoting the show. And also click all of the buttons on the site, like the like button, the tweet buttons, and all of that stuff. And we would really... appreciate it.
I'm sorry, I'm laughing at myself in my head.
What did you do?
I thought something funny. Go on.
Would you like to share
I'm glad I'm not the only one who does that.
So you can follow us all again on Twitter. I'll just quickly review. Follow Robert at It's Just Us Cast on Twitter. Visit his podcasts, itsjustuscast.com, thesecretcast.com, and theadventuresandwich.com. Follow Jeremy at Fleagon on Twitter and also his site, photos365.tumblr.com.
Correct.
And also follow Jenny on twitter.com/jennysnook. And I'm at twitter.com/theramennoodle. And by the way, join us every Monday night live at 7 p.m. Eastern time at noodle.mx. So you can hear us live there and join the chat room and see everything that goes on before and after the episode and all the craziness that occurs. And I'm so happy to have a bunch of people in the chat room. I'm not going to try and pronounce everyone's names, but a bunch of people there. Check us out every Monday night live on noodle.mx, 7 p.m. Eastern time.
I meant to give a shout out to Winnie. Because she can't be here because she's actually in our time zone.
So next time life makes you feel like an amateur, keep laughing because you are not the only one. I'm Daniel J. Lewis. Thank you so much for listening.
Nobody can blame ya. There's only one life worth living. They may try and shame ya. Cause it cracks them up to see an amateur like you. Else.
The Ramen Noodle is a proud member of the Noodle Mix Network. Find more of our podcasts on How to Podcast, Christian Movie Reviews with Critical Thinking, Christian Worldview, and more at noodle.mx. That's noodle.mx, the Noodle Mix Network.
You're a sandwich, or maybe a horse rear covered in gravy.